This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The coronavirus in China is being watched with a wary eye around the globe. The death toll is now 56 in China. Meanwhile, the U.S. consulate in Wuhan, the city at the epicenter, announced it will evacuate its personnel and some private citizens aboard a charter flight. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The ability of a new coronavirus to spread is getting stronger, China's National Health Commission said on Sunday, as authorities in the country and around the world scramble to prevent a pandemic. More than 2,000 people have been infected globally, and dozens in China have been killed by the disease. A handful of cases have been reported outside China, including in Thailand, Australia, the United States and France. China says knowledge of the virus is limited and that containment efforts, which have thus far included curbing transportation and travel, and the cancellation of big events would be intensified. The virus is believed to have originated late last year in a seafood market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan that was illegally selling wildlife.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Working against the clock, Turkish rescue teams are pulling more survivors from collapsed buildings Sunday, days after a powerful 6.8 earthquake hit the country's east. The death toll is now at 35 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centres gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least five buildings are reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You're listening to VOA News.